But you know what? You just look up. Boobs have. There's beauty in everything, girl.
I always say, you know, there's a flavor for everyone.
That's right.
But I think.
But if you never have seen a lot of naked women.
I haven't. Well, that's not true. So here's the thing. Like in the modeling world,
Yeah, but you're seeing models.
It's quick. You're fast. You're changing.
Yeah.
You're changing. And
And you're
most
seeing
models
models.
have no boobies at all, right?
Right.
And yeah, and they're pretty bodies.
Yeah.
I did not realize the areola of some women could be as large as a platter.
Cookie. It's like a
Oh,
cookie.
I'm pretty sure, y'all. I'm pretty sure the whole time I was like this. I'm pretty sure. Thank God I had glasses on because I'm sure my eyes were just like, oh my gosh. I literally did get out of the pool because I was disgusted. I was just like, there's
Too much, yeah.
way too much skin floating
Well, germs
and
on that
I
pool.
don't know. But
Yeah.
really, y'all, if you think about a public pool in general,
Well, it's an adult public pool here. So you were in a nude.
and
Were they all nude? Like completely
no, no,
nude?
no, no, just top.
Just
Yeah,
okay,
but
so
here's what I don't get,
top
y'all.
view.
You know, it's like, okay, so the men come in. Not
Well,
that I
they
want to see their junk. Trust you me. Not that, but the men come
yeah,
in and
they're normal.
they're just normal. And then the women are there, and we're the halftime entertainment.
Well, that's probably true. Sorry, that's
I
probably
was
true.
listen. I was like the Sunday school teacher. I had on my, of course, it was a bikini, but I was like, no, you don't need to see anything.
Yeah.
No. You know why? Because we right now are laughing and talk about some stuff that I saw. You would have laughed and talked about some stuff that you saw on me. So that's not happening. Never, never.
Well, it's just interesting though to see different cultures and different bodies, and all of it's normal. It's all the, you know, it's all normal, but it is unique and it is different. And so, yeah,
Really? Do you think titty hair is normal?
I actually do. I think titty hair is normal. I think that we
Like
as a
across the pool, I can see it and count them and like,
well, maybe I don't know if we would think it's
Take that
normal.
back, Camille.
Maybe it's not normal. I don't know.
Listen, Jesus made it, and
Yeah,
so
I mean, I
we'll
think
give
it's
him
how about
that.
this? It's natural.
Is it?
It we are hairy. We're
Yes, we
people
are.
are hairy,
Yes, we are.
so hair is natural.
Well, then why do you
So,
get waxed?
well, because I like my friends that wax me. You know, honestly, I mean, I could probably.
Is that your social life?
Yeah. Well, I kind of honestly, it's like I'm thinking, why am I doing all this shit? I don't care to do it anymore. But well, she needs a bit. She needs some. I'm doing it because I just
You're
do it.
helping.
I'm helping. I'm helping. I don't have enough really to worry about,
Yes,
honestly.
you do. You've been going for 10 years and you go every 5 weeks. Yes, you do.
Isn't like a thick bush.
Yes, it must be because you've had
Nothing's
19
grown down
landing
my
strips
no
pulling on you.
10. Nothing's like nothing's grown down in my knees or nothing, okay? But I don't want it to
Oh,
either. So
here's
maybe I'm lazy.
all you
I think I'm just
moms.
lazy. That's what
No,
it is. I
I
want
just think
someone
you're
else to take
kind.
care of my
You're
hair.
always, you know, you're always, I will say, you are always
I'm
the
helping
first
the
to try to
girl.
help people make some
Just
money.
helping her
You are.
business. Yeah, I am.
For all you ladies out there that have teenage daughters, please do them a favor and talk about hair that they can't see. I
Yes.
know one time we were in Lake Powell and there was a cute little teenager that was with us that was getting out of the water onto the boat. I'm in the water
Yep.
waiting my turn to use the ladder to get on the boat. She would have had no idea of what I saw.
Was it on her back?
No, it was around the inside of her legs, but towards
Oh.
her bottom area. There's no way, y'all,
Yeah, I
she would have
can't see
known
it.
that. But moms, you need to talk to your daughter, especially if
Yeah.
they're in that teenage or junior high stage. They don't know.
They don't know.
They
And
don't
it's embarrassing
know.
for them if they get
Yeah.
made fun of or something. I get that.
Yeah.
That's not cool. I get
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And let's talk about men and hair.
They don't care.
No. Let's talk about men with their hair. Because sometimes I look back on pictures from like the 80s, you know, like the Burt Reynolds and stuff like
Oh,
that.
yeah. The
Ew, the whole
chest.
carpet thing going on.
Robert Redford had that. Red. He had red curly. I was like, that was.
Like it's like a
It is.
spring mattress, man. It is. You can't see skin. It's just ooh everywhere. Are there
Don't like
women?
that? You don't like that?
Do you?
I don't know that I like that or not.
Yes, you do. Be honest. Come on. I got a buddy thing
I
on my
don't.
head.
No, I don't. I don't like hairy backs. I mean, that's where I'm like,
No.
ooh,
Yeah.
I would probably wax my
You
man's
know,
back.
sometimes like when men have like
Yeah.
hair coming out their
Yeah.
t-shirt, like you could comb it, braid it, you put dreads in it, you could do all kinds. You know, I just think like,
Poor guys.
oh.
But it is cultural, and
Yeah.
And look, the darker the skin, I think other cultures, they don't groom. There's no grooming.
I know.
There's no scaping. Manscaping.
I saw that in Vegas. I know.
Yeah.
No, but the whole and you know what the thing is, like, I want you to know, we do respect other cultures. Like, this is not, we're not saying y'all need to be like us. I'm just saying, like, I saw some stuff I've never seen before, and now I know.
We're doing therapy on it.
But
okay.
If I'm going to choose what I'm attracted to,
you don't want to have.
I don't
a mattress.
Want this.
Yeah.
And I don't want, like. Back I can't
hair.
See the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about the pool. Yeah. The hair floating around.
Oh my gosh. Well, and then think about our weave, and it's made out of, you know, gutter
poop
hair.
If y'all didn't see that episode,
we did
an episode on extension hair that's pulled from the drains of the sewers
in Asia.
Poop hair extensions. Mine don't shed a lot of ears.
No.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of shedding. I have had extensions before that shed a lot.
They're crap. Yeah. Literally
they,
crap.
Yes.
Literally
poop,
crap. Yeah.
Poop extensions.
Right.
What about all the hair on top of me and underneath
it's
is
you.
Natural. But I still see, like, I don't see it really in my shower, but, you know, like, I can look on the floor by my vanity and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you shed a lot?
I don't shed a lot. Nope. I don't.
You hold on to every bit of hair, that we know.
So that's why I need to get waxed.
Camille's like, I never shed hair.
I got to have a Joanna. I got to have a Michael. I need to have help with my hair.
Mm-hmm. Right. Would you say, Camille, now that we're just dishing on all of your
now
privates
we're
and stuff.
Yeah, exposing.
Even at your age of 58.
She didn't.
Do you have, like, a lot of armpit hair still?
I don't. I really don't.
I don't think I do either.
I could probably shave once a month, but I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot.
Maybe you should give your cooch a break. Maybe you wouldn't need it every 5 weeks.
I don't need.
Weeks.
I could probably go every
you
2 months.
You could probably. I think you need to wean yourself.
You think I need to wean? I'm my hair people.
I'm pretty sure they're probably going to be okay with that too. Wow.
Oh my gosh, I know, right?
But you know what? I do admire people that have professions that do stuff that I would
gritty.
Never...
It's a gritty profession. Mm. Gritty. I think you'd get used to it, but...
Really?
You'd have... I mean, you'd have to.
I know. Listen, I had a colonoscopy last month, and I've only had two, but, you know, for some reason, Jesus makes me ask, did you really choose this profession? Like, do you really enjoy this?
Did it choose you?
What part of this do you actually really enjoy?
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is when I went in, the anesthesiologist goes, okay, well, I'm going to put...
They recognize you,
there. No, I went to a different hospital, yeah. But no, you're right. No, you know what? The nurse that took me in, she goes, aren't you on TV?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you're going to see my butthole, aren't you? Great. The anesthesiologist goes, okay, so I'm going to place this little thing, you know, the oxygen, whatever. Yeah. And he goes, tell me what this smells like.
Oh, God. Oh,
like,
God.
It smells God. Like Barbie shoes. And he goes, oh, I haven't heard that one before. Usually it's a beach ball. And I'm like, plastic.
Oh, plastic.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay.
But propofol, that stuff that Michael Jackson was addicted
overdosed
to, that's what that's what they give you, you know? It's like...
Really?
Yeah.
I guess so. Temporary.
It's propofol because it's not long-lasting.
That's right. Short-term
you
sleep.
Still, like, you, it's still in your system for like 12 hours, so you can't drive,
that's
you know,
right.
that kind of stuff. But it's like a quick nap. And I think to myself, y'all did all of that and removed some stuff and blah, blah, blah in 20 minutes, y'all.
That's fast.
That's like Jiffy Lube for you.
You totally got lubed.
I did. The prep work.
Oh,
to get ready for that.
Right.
And I bet you they are like, did you do that? Did you do it exactly?
Yeah.
I don't want any surprises now.
Or blowouts.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's blowout.
What I'm saying. You and I were supposed to film. I'm like, girl, I can't leave my room.
She had his day.
But the prep, you know, I kind of thought like, well, maybe we should do like a colon cleanse like once a month. You know?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Or fasting at least a weekend, a month or something. I agree.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
I do intermittent stuff. But I mean like really clean out that colon.
Yeah.
I'd be okay
minerals,
with that.
Work on that. Yeah, there's a handful of things we can do.
We have talked about all kinds of wonderful things that I know you are more enlightened and you're like, my life is better now that I know all about Camille's hair problems, Gretchen's colonoscopy. We hope that you have the mercy and the pity to come back and watch us again next time on Back Home Beauties.
Back Home Beauties. We love you. Bye.